So Nintendo sent WWE star Cody Rhodes a cease and desist over his Legend of Zelda boots. So I gotta wonder how long until Nintendo sends Robin Williams' daughter a cease and desist and tells her she has to change her name. For those of you who don't know, her name is Zelda because Robin Williams liked the Zelda game. There you go. Anyway, let's talk about this. This is coming from Deserto. WWE star Cody Rhodes says Nintendo sent him a cease and desist. He revealed that Nintendo once sent him a cease and desist letter over his Zelda wrestling boots. So Rhodes is a huge fan of The Legend of Zelda, even going so far as to get the Triforce tattooed on his finger. Well, they'll just cut that finger right off, Cody. His love for the series showed up in the ring as he wore Zelda-inspired boots in the early years of his WWE career, which, as you guessed it, featured the Triforce. Speaking on his podcast, What You Want to Talk About, alongside fellow wrestler Kip Wilson, Rhodes revealed that Nintendo stepped in and put their foot down over his boots. I got a cease and desist from Nintendo. It was very kind. They weren't coming after anybody. They're friendly. Yeah, right. Nintendo is friendly lawyers. Yeah, right. I'm not the first guy to have the Triforce, but yeah. The pro wrestler then went on to reveal the inspiration behind his iconic boots, explaining why the Triforce's themes connected with him personally and professionally. For those who don't know, Zelda is the wise one. Obviously, Link is the one who's got the courage, and the power is Ganon. They make up the three parts of the Triforce. That's the whole deal. I just like the idea of thinking and leaning towards your own wisdom and what you've learned and applying it. Being ambitious and wanting to, you know, seek or be powerful in a world that's competitive in sports and sports entertainment, then having the courage to do it. Here you are. You're taking a dive. You bust your elbow. You're going to decide to take the dive next time. You bust your elbow even further. I thought it was just applicable. Nintendo has become notorious over the years for fiercely defending its games, going as far as to sue pirates for millions of dollars and shutting down fan projects. Back in March, Nintendo of America famously filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government seeking refunds for tariffs that paid under trade policies introduced during President Trump's administration. They also sued a Pokemon card shop that got robbed, or they threatened to litigate. They asked them nicely to change their name. So, you know, I mean, they go after people even if they're basically praising their products, right? They've shut down, Poke National Geographic, the YouTube channel. They shut them down. What are people saying on X about this? Let's see. Normally, Nintendo gifts lawsuits, not presents. They were going to send it in the Undertaker. Send in the Undertaker for those boots. Nintendo protecting the Triforce like it's the actual Master Sword. Just tell them you got the symbol from the Hojo clan. They will back off. Just change the color so it won't be so closely associated with Zelda.